Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Don't waste time tending to back rubbers and ear tags. With Altacid IGR, you'll get consistent horn fly control without changing what you're already doing. The feed through works to prevent the emergence of adult horn flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your cattle graze. Make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement, still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacidigr.com to learn more.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, today's markets here, we're under pressure in the grains and a little bit stronger in the live cattle. The April live cattle were up 37 points here at 139.80. They were able to keep strength all day long. The Junes were the strongest. It looks like they're going to settle 97 higher at 136.95. They had a midday lull where the market did sell off. It was just above unchanged about 2 or 3 hours during the midday before right at the very end coming back. They're going to settle here near the high and bouncing, higher than all day yesterday, an outside day compared to yesterday, and above the moving averages. So hopefully those will continue to have strength there on the June lives. The August up 55 at 137.70. Feeder cattle were 67 higher in March at 156.77. The April's up 95 at 162.72. The May's up 70 at 166.50. We do have a cattle on feed report tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, rather, after the close. And those early estimates are out. The on feed is somewhere around 101% last year, placed in February around 105, and marketing's in February also around 105. So that report after the close tomorrow. Looking forward to that. I think a lot of people looking for placements to actually be higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Today's grain futures market under pressure here as hedge funds liquidate. Looks like across the board. We had July Kansas City wheat closing around $10.88, down about 17 on the day. The Chicago July down 16 and a quarter at 1074 and a half. Beans were 13 to 15 lower. November new crop down 12 and a half at 14.95 and a quarter. So a little bit disappointing, although we are near the all-time contract highs for November beans. Corn was down 5 to 10 cents. Here, I think some of this rainfall of moving across the southern plains and then some rain forecasted for next week is kind of taking some of the steam out of the wheat. Also, the headline risk now for Ukraine, now it's not about – it looks like the Ukrainians are holding their own. So I don't know if it's more of a risk or the surprise would be that they're going to actually export or grow a crop at this point. But it seems like things are changing, at least in the news, regarding Russia and Ukraine. Currently, crude oil is down about $2 per barrel. The stock market is up 240 points today, so quite strong here. June's at 34,493 on the Dow. So crude oil's down, stock market's up. Interest rates, of course, have been rallying here. The 30-year bonds today are down 7 at 149.10. 30-year bonds have gone up like 1.5%.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.